Saudi warplanes have carried out fresh airstrikes on Yemen amid rising civilian casualties. Saudi bombers struck several targets in Ma'rib, Dhamar, and Lahij provinces. There's no immediate word on possible casualties from the latest raids. Earlier, at least four people were killed in the southern province of Aden. Nearly 4,900 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have lost their lives since Saudi Arabia began its onslaught in late March. Middle East expert Jawad Fairuz joins us now from London to talk to us about the continuation of the Saudi airstrikes on Yemen, regardless of a humanitarian ceasefire announced by Riyadh and in spite of the unfolding humanitarian catastrophe on the ground in Yemen. Mr. Fairuz.
Yes, hello, hi.
Please talk to us about the situation on the ground.
Okay, as we see it, Saudi's troops failed totally to achieve any of their goals after this month of airstrike. Even in the ground, although they said that they captured a part of the Aden airport, but still, they are just targeting the infrastructural and the residential area. And I think the main blame should be put in on the allies of Saudi Arabia, mainly Americans, which we think that they are guiding and providing the strategical locations, and meanwhile they are giving a backup to these airstrikes. We think that during these conditions, the Saudis troops will reach the dead end. Neither they stopped these who are in the ground, who are defending their countries, the Yemenis, nor they could try to enforce the government they want through Abu Rabb Hadi. So definitely the conditions now is the more the civilians is being killed and the infrastructures of Yemen is being destroyed by Saudis. Recently, the Human Rights Watch, they issued a clear report in giving the title of the war crime to what Saudis are committing in Yemen.
Mr. Fairuz, many observers of the situation not only believe that the Saudi aggression against Yemen will ultimately be futile and achieve nothing, but it will also backfire and threaten the security of Saudi Arabia itself. Do you see it in that light as well?
I think that's correct, because the only way that Yemen is to defend their lands, they tried to attack Saudi's lands, and as we can see, they have very a large common border with Saudi Arabia, and then they started to attack these cities and borders, and now they are extending their targets toward the main cities within the Saudi Arabia. Yes, now Saudi is now in problem. They cannot even defend their border. They cannot defend their cities, which is having the common border with Yemen. At the same time, the security of Yemen, of Saudi, is now jeopardized and in danger more than the Yemenis. Yes, the Yemenis are suffering a lot, as we mentioned, their infrastructures and many civilians is being killed. But meantime, now the security and the stability of Saudi in danger. It is so clear that more longer this war will continue, more damages could be affected in Saudi side more than the Yemeni side. And most likely that without international communities' intervention, the Saudis maybe they want to more and more use their forces against Yemen. And I think time comes now that United Nations should be interfered, and whatever this decision they decided should be more and more revised, and more Saudis to be put in pressure. It is so clear that this war will lead to more civilian casualties, and infrastructures of Yemen will be destroyed. Mainly, if this continue, a war will be maybe more countries will be involved. So even the security of Bab al-Mandab and the strategic location of where this pathway toward the from the west to the east, it will be maybe in danger. So definitely the United Nations role should be so important at this stage.
Thank you very much. Middle East expert Jawad Fairuz joining us from London.